Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach. Buckle up because today's episode of ADHD Focus is all about creating that magic zone, a safe space where you can learn, grow, and thrive without the pressure cooker vibes. You know that feeling when you're trying to tackle something new, but your brain feels like it's playing whack-a-mole? We've all been there, but what if I told you that with a few tweaks, you could turn that pressure into pure possibility? Think of it like this. Learning and growth are like those delicious chocolate chip cookies. They're way more satisfying when you bake them in a warm, inviting oven, right? And guess what? Creating a safe space is just like preheating that oven to perfection. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build your own learning and growth sanctuary. First up, ditch the all or nothing mentality. You don't have to be a superhero mastering everything at once. Celebrate those small wins. Did you finally understand that tricky concept? Boom. Mini victory dance. Remember, progress isn't a straight line. It's more like one of those wobbly roller coaster rides where you scream with excitement and maybe hold on for dear life every now and then. Next up, embrace imperfection. This is huge, people. Learning means making mistakes, sometimes big ones, sometimes small ones. Think of those mistakes as stepping stones on your journey to mastery. You know that saying, practice makes perfect. Well, let's reframe it. Practice makes progress. And remember, even the most brilliant minds started somewhere. Albert Einstein, Steve Jobs, Beyoncé, they all had moments where things didn't go exactly as planned. So don't let those mistakes hold you back. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep going. Now, here's a game changer. Cultivate curiosity. Become that kid again who asks endless questions, explores every nook and cranny, and never stops wanting to learn more. Curiosity is your secret weapon. It fuels your motivation, sparks your creativity, and keeps you engaged in the learning process. So ask those questions. Dive into new subjects. Let that inner child run wild. Speaking of inner child, remember to treat yourself with kindness and compassion. This is a non-negotiable rule. Learning can be challenging, so be patient with yourself. Celebrate your successes, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Imagine you're talking to a best friend who's struggling. What would you say? You'd probably offer encouragement, support, and maybe even a virtual high five. Do the same for yourself. Finally, surround yourself with positive vibes. Find a community of supportive people who encourage your growth, celebrate your wins, and help you navigate challenges. This could be friends, family, mentors, or online groups dedicated to learning and personal development. Remember, you're not in this alone. Ever felt like you're constantly battling against the clock, trying to cram information into your brain before it melts away? You know that feeling when your mind races a mile a minute, but you can't seem to focus on anything specific? That pressure cooker scenario is what we're aiming to break out of. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're trying to learn a new language. You might feel overwhelmed by all the grammar rules, vocabulary lists, and pronunciation drills. It's easy to get caught up in the "I have to know it all" mentality, which can lead to frustration and burnout. Instead, imagine creating a safe space for learning, a cozy nook where you put on your favorite playlist, grab a cup of tea, and immerse yourself in the language with curiosity and joy. Maybe you start by focusing on a few key phrases that excite you. Greetings, simple questions, or even just some fun slang terms. You can watch movies with subtitles, listen to music, or chat with native speakers online. The key is to make it enjoyable, bite-sized, and tailored to your interests. So, let's recap. Create a safe space by ditching the all-or-nothing mindset, embracing imperfection, cultivating curiosity, treating yourself with kindness, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. Remember, learning and growth are journeys, not destinations. Enjoy the ride, celebrate every milestone, and never stop exploring. Ready to turn that learning pressure into pure possibility? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you create a safe space for learning in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and share it with someone who could benefit from a dose of ADHD focus and positivity. See you in the next episode. Let's keep crushing it together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.